Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a law of attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a snowy downtown Bozeman, Montana. I woke up this morning to 2 inches of snow, which is fun, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of December 5th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. So how was the powerful total solar eclipse that we just had a couple days ago for you? Oh my goodness, what a strong one. Now, remember we talked last week about this being the last eclipse in that Sagittarius Gemini eclipse cycle that started in May of 2020. And it wrapped up all of the lessons and then that chapter of our lives. And we are now in new territory, new jobs, new places to live, new relationships, new ways of thinking. And because there were a whole bunch of other planets that were activated with this eclipse, it is definitely a time for big stuff, big ideas, big visions, big feelings. And sometimes big visions or big next steps can feel really overwhelming, especially when you're at the very, very beginning of something. So the trick with this type of energy is to not focus on the hows. The hows will mess you up every time. The hows can stop you in your tracks, especially when you're at the beginning and it feels like there are so many things that you need to do. It can feel so overwhelming that you don't do anything and it immobilizes you. So all we need to do right now is hold the vision of what's next and then take the next tiny step, then the next, then the next. It's totally baby step time right now. So the Sagittarius new moon that happened with the eclipse also pushes us to have faith and confidence that our dreams are possible. There is possibility in the air. It's possible to find love. It's possible to start your own business. It's possible to move or lose weight. Anything that you wanted to do in your life but didn't think it was possible, now's the time. It is possible. The energy right now is perfect for big dreams. And how we follow those big dreams, again, is with baby steps. So this is also a time to focus on anything new. And these things don't need to be big. We want to switch things up right now. So try a new kind of coffee, a new yoga pose, new decorations for the holidays, some new restaurants, new bedding. I just downloaded a new exercise app. It's just time to switch things up. The newness in the air right now makes us all feel alive again. And taking these baby steps to incorporate new things gets this new energy flowing. We're also right now focusing on the actual plans to make these big dreams happen. We're figuring out exactly how to make your dreams a reality. So spend some time writing a plan with baby steps. So if you're thinking about leaving a job, make a plan. Don't plan on leaving it this week. Get a plan. Get your ducks in a row first. Use up your time off. Save some money. Apply for new jobs or get your own new business started. So one thing is for sure is there is no rush. We have all the time in the world to accomplish this dream. We're at the very, very, very beginning of a new thing. So there is plenty of time. So by making a plan now and then taking the baby steps, when we actually get to January 1st, the new year, you're going to feel so good because you've already started on the path. So don't wait until a New Year's resolution to start this stuff. Start now with baby steps. So on the relationship front, make sure you're spending time with people who support you and your dreams, no matter how out there your dreams might be. So this ultimately helps you be a better, happier, and more confident person. So our dreams are really tender right now, especially if they're big or they're really different than what you would have done in the past. We need to protect them. It's like putting a tomato plant out in the spring and they're still like that, the possibility of frost. You need to protect it. You need to cover it up at night. So don't expose your dreams to any naysayers right now. And with that said, this may be a time when the people around you change. We've changed over the past eclipse cycle. We're not the same people that we were in May of 2020. And when we change, the people around us change too. So I'm going through this right now with one of my best friends from the past 20 years. I love her. I love her. And we've both changed. So remember, it isn't just you that's changed. They have too. So in order for both my friend and for me to be our best selves, our relationship needs to shift. So this is really a time for relationship overhauls. So if you're evolving, and let's be real, if you're listening to this podcast, you're evolving, then it's inevitable that you will outgrow some of the people around you. And that's okay. Sometimes our society gives more value to the length of relationships than the quality of them. So one thing is for sure, if you have big dreams, the easiest and quickest way to achieve them is by keeping your vibration high. And I'm going to do a whole podcast about this in a month or so, but for right now, let's focus on whether something or someone is raising or lowering your vibration. And you do this by asking yourself, does this raise or lower my vibe with everything? Does watching this show raise or lower my vibe? Does this person raise or lower my vibe? Does going to bed right now or reading another chapter raise or lower my vibe? And it's not always the same answer. Does this chocolate cake raise or lower my vibe? And the answer may be yes, sometimes. If you need a little comfort food, it might raise your vibe. So one of the cool benefits of asking yourself this is that it gets rid of guilt and shame. So guilt and shame are super low vibing. We want to avoid them at all costs. We want to live our life without guilt or shame. So for instance, you might automatically feel a little guilty each time you eat chocolate cake. But if you ask yourself, does this raise or lower my vibe? And it raises it that day, you can fully enjoy the chocolate cake without any guilt or shame. It's not the chocolate cake that lowers your vibe. It's the guilt and the shame that go along with it that lower your vibe. Okay, so to recap, hey, this is a powerful time. We're in a time of new things and going for big dreams. And we do that by planning and taking baby steps. Trying anything new right now just helps get our energy flowing in the right direction. We're experiencing some relationship overhauls and the people might be exiting your life. We appreciate them. We love them. And we set them free to experience their best selves as we move toward ours. So that's it for the week. We have some other big stuff coming up this month with the solstice and the start of a new year. But it's all so good, like big change, and it's positive, and we're moving forward, and man, it feels like a brand new chapter. So hey, new life, here we come, right? So as always, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with a friend. I don't advertise, I'm by word of mouth, and that's the best way. I think business grows, it's more authentic. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with a friend. Have a fabulous week, and I will talk to you again next week.